Will you please pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Now, I think most of you knew that I grew up in Milwaukee, and these days right after Thanksgiving were always a flurry of activity, both in my household but also at church. So my family and a few others would gather, and we would dig out the greenery for our Advent cross. Sorry about that. But there was always this discussion that went on every year about this greenery. Do you think it'll last one more year? Oh, I think we're going to need new stuff. Do you think it can last one more year? And this would go on for about 10 minutes or so. And of course, we always used the same old greenery that we've been using for 40 years. Then we would all proceed into the sanctuary, and we would change all the candles up on the altar, and we would change the pyramids to the brilliant blue. And then would come the time to put together that Advent wreath and the candles. And again, a new argument would ensue. You were supposed to get new candles. Well, where are they? Didn't we buy extra last year? So this would go on and on and on until they got everything together and we were satisfied. All of this work was preparing us so that we could worship together as a community for faith for this upcoming Advent season. And as a community of faith, we wanted to hear that old, old story. You know the one of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love, that same old, old story to hear today of that wonderful redemption of God's remedy for sin. And so today, we hear a story of Josiah. And I wonder if he really knew what he was getting into when he decided to restore this temple. Did he really know? Because by all accounts, this was really the last guy that probably would be doing that if you followed our stories for the last few weeks. So for these past weeks, we've been hearing stories from a long, long time ago in a far, far, far away place. First, we had that story where the unified kingdoms of Israel and Judah, they split. And then the northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Syrians. Now, the king of Judah realized what this was, heeded this warning, and he began sweeping reforms to worship Yahweh, their God. 20 years later, though, Assyria comes back and takes Jerusalem by siege. The new king that they had at that time reversed all of the reforms of that other king, and they began to worship false gods and idols. Not only that, he was loyal to this Assyrian king, and he allowed that culture in, and they allowed it to mesh with that of Judah. And the temple of Jerusalem, it was neglected, and it fell to ruins. And just when it couldn't get any worse, their next king totally ignored Yahweh. He rejected him altogether. And although the people were not truly faithful to Yahweh, this was not to be done. Nobody rejects their God. So the people revolted, and they assassinated their king. And an 8-year-old boy begins to rule, and he is righteous. I wonder about this boy. Does he too want to hear an old, old story? You know, the one of God and God's glory, of God and God's love. That same old story we want to hear today of that wonderful redemption of God's remedy for sin. Now, in our Bible story, we don't meet 8-year-old Josiah. We jump ahead, and we meet Josiah at 18. And he has decided to rebuild this temple. But for what? I mean, we don't really know why he decided to do it. I mean, he's putting it back in order. Is it because he thinks it would look nicer? Or maybe there's something else. Maybe he feels guilt and shame for what his grandfather and father did. I mean, his father was assassinated. Does he feel remorse? Maybe he heard stories growing up about how wonderful this temple was, about God and God's love for his people, who seem to have forgotten God. Maybe he's about to become a new dad, and he's frightened, and he's scared about the world in which he and his child are living in. After all, there's wars all around them. There's famine. There's disease. And does he wonder, where is my God in all of this? Where is God? And I thought about what might be going through his head, and I thought, doesn't this sound like us, our world today, with bombings and shootings, with natural disasters? Don't we all want to say, tell me the story always, if you would really be, in any time of trouble, a comforter to me? Tell me the old, old story. So King Josiah decides to have the temple rebuilt. And the workers find a scroll, a book. It's the book of Deuteronomy. And I think about this book. Was this book really just lost? Or did one of those evil kings take it and hide it because he didn't want people to read it? Or was it simply that one of the high priests read it, put it down on a shelf, and simply forgot where he put it or that he put it there? But the worker who found it went, this book looks important, and immediately took it to his high priest. And the priest read it, and he discovered how valuable this book is, and he sends it to the king. Now, I think in our story, for us, we take all of this for granted. I mean, if I want to know anything news-wise, I turn on the radio, I turn on the TV, I can search social media, I can search on the internet for anything I want. If I want to know about a shooting in Bali, I can Google it, and it's there. But at this time, and in other periods of time, and in other parts of our world even today, rulers will take things that they don't want the people to know or to read, and they hide it from them. And scriptures is one thing that they tend to hide the most, because this is really potent stuff. The power of God's word is transformative. It can transform your life. It can transform the society that you live in. And somebody was so frightened by this book of Deuteronomy in particular that they hid it. And it was hidden for years in the temple till those workers found it. And when the king heard these words, he was distraught and he tore his clothes. He thought about what the scrolls said and their religious practices of the day. So he did the smart thing. He seeks counsel, and he sent the men to see a prophet, actually a prophetess. And isn't it ironic that it was a female, and they acted like, yes, of course, a female prophet. And he sets about to make those reforms. Now think back a minute. When we opened the box in the children's sermon and we found that old Bible, what if our Bible has been hidden from us for 100 years and nobody has heard this story? Nobody's been able to read about any of it. And as we read it, we hear about loving our neighbor and caring for creation to live out God's work in the world. And we want to hear someone tell us the story softly, with earnest tones and grave, to remember that we are sinners whom Jesus came to save. tell us the story always, if you would really be, in any time of trouble, a comforter for me. Now, these words are from a song called Tell Me the Old, Old Story. And as I read Josiah over and over again, these words started filtering into my brain, and it's all that I could hear. Because I think Josiah is seeking God's forgiveness, and he's seeking God's love. And when he realizes that we're not living the way that God wants us to, he tears his clothing as that outward sign of penance. He wants everybody to see it. His remorse, it's so great. He just wants peace. He wants peace of mind, but peace of body and soul as well. The peace that we hope to find in this Advent season. And we are today in the beginning of a new church year. As people, we yearn for this gift of God's holy word and the gift of God's promise in the birth of this baby boy, God's son, Jesus the Christ. Together, we gather weekly to anticipate his coming on Christmas, to anticipate the fullness and the new life found in that baby boy. Our Bible reading today gives notice and voice to this very jarring reality we live in. Our news is filled with violent events and tragedies. UN, three people died in Bali this week. Another shooting in Colorado. Chicago is just all torn up. Gang related, people are in fear. We're longing for healing and reconciliation and peace for the whole world, as heard in that old, old story. So on this first Sunday of Advent, we are called to penance, to reflect on our lives and the living word of God. In times of uncertainty, God speaks. And just when everything seems lost to us, God will deliver. And when our relationships are broken, God restores them. We are on a journey, a quest to rediscover the manger, that child, and take hold of God's hope for a new day for us and all people. So today, we start with penance as we ask to hear the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen.